Even though ridership is up, South Florida's commuter rail line is still struggling to secure funding for its future. Meanwhile, the industry is confronting safety issues in light of the recent head-on crash of two trains near Los Angeles. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has more.
On a recent day last month, there were more than 17,200 boardings for Tri-Rail, making it the second busiest day in its 20-year history. The biggest day was back in 2006, when extra trains were run to get thousands to the Miami Heat's NBA championship parade.
Northbound train to westbound, Main Gun to Clark, northbound, all aboard.
Joe Giletti is executive director of the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority, which operates Tri-Rail.
We're running 50 trains a day right now. Our biggest complaint right now is that people want us running more, particularly on nights, particularly on weekends. We're desperate to try and run more trains to meet the demand, but we're also in a very tough situation because of funding.
Tri-Rail has more than doubled the number of daily riders from 3 years ago, and it's the third fastest growing commuter rail line in the country. But with a struggling economy, it is facing continued threats by state and counties to cut funding. Giletti says it is now having to operate with less.
We're working with everybody. Everybody's trying to work to make sure that we can continue the services going, but it's going to be a very, very tough year going back to the legislature now because the counties are also wrestling with diminished revenues coming in and where the cuts are going to take place. And our problem is, even with the 10% cut, there's no one train that we can pull off and say, okay, we can save the money. We're actually been successful throughout the entire day in terms of our ridership growth.
Meanwhile, the issue of safety has come to light following the recent head-on crash in Los Angeles that killed 25 people. A recent report confirmed that the engineer of the commuter train had been sending and receiving text messages at the time he ran through a red signal. That has prompted safety advocates to call for railroads to use a device that automatically stops a train if an engineer runs through a red signal. Carl Cochran is a retired CSX engineer and a former leader with the United Transportation Union in South Florida. He says the Florida East Coast Railway uses the device for its freight trains and believes that despite the expense, they should also be used by Tri-Rail on its passenger trains, which run on a different set of tracks.
Well, definitely it's needed, and it's way behind time. I know on the Florida East Coast we got it, and you know, it's a very positive safety backup mechanism, and it's something that should be on all the railroads. And I'm kind of ashamed of our industry, and we thought maybe, you know, they bring us out of the Stone Ages on this, but seem like, you know, maybe it's dollars over safety. I hate to say that, but it kind of looks that way.
While he's not involved in the California investigation, Cochran does believe, based on what's been reported, that the accident could have been avoided had such a device been installed on the Metrolink commuter train. Giletti says Tri-Rail is waiting for the final report from safety officials before determining if changes should be made to railroad practices in South Florida.
The whole industry is dealing with the incident that took place out in California. We all look to go and see whether or not we have the safety measures that are in place to make sure that those type of incidents don't occur. It's very unfortunate. You know, like everybody else, I have to turn around and wait till the results come in from the federal investigations before we make comments as to what happened there. But I will tell you, we have a tremendous safety record over here.
A series of transportation summits is being held in the Tri-County area, looking at future transportation needs, priorities, and funding. One was held last month in Palm Beach County. Another will be held November 14th in Miami-Dade, and a third will be held in Broward County on November 19th. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.